Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rod Stewart bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Faith Whittier, board-certified physician, outstanding volunteer. What's the name of that organization that's changed their name recently?
Faith? Everybody Texas.
Everybody Texas.
Everybody Texas.
And you're the medical expert there in their group. Thank
medical
you for that.
Medical director.
You're also, you're also active member in the Houston Blockchain Alliance, which is what we're going to talk about now. We were talking earlier about the increased incidence of telemedicine and how that's going to be a compounding the need for more significant broadband, not only higher broadband connection, but more broadband out to the last mile. But another thing that's gonna increase the need for more broadband is gonna be the increased use of blockchain. Blockchain, folks, remember this is the foundation of Bitcoin. But don't let it. When people start talking about blockchain, don't think of Bitcoin. Think about a million other potential uses for it, a billion other potential uses for it over time, or variations on the theme. And you've been working on this, Faith, especially in the area of medical records on blockchain. The one thing that blockchain does, folks, is it adds trust to the digital process. It contributes trust to digital leverage. And your records, you want those to be trustworthy and safe, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. There is tremendous leaps and bounds, I think, happening on that end. I'm actually the ambassador as well of Patient Story, which is a company that is working with storing medical records on the blockchain. So if we think about moving from the paper chart of many years ago to this digital chart that we will continue to build upon in many facets, there will be exchanges of that data that will need to be secured. And blockchain technology really offers us the best way of securing our medical records safely on the blockchain. And the government, the 21st Century Cures Act and interoperability, which is really sort of this way that we will be managing value-based care. So you will be able to exchange your records, your EKG, your glucose readings with your doctor. These records will travel from many different places and change many different hands.
Mm-hmm.
But that exchange of the digital record will have to have some security measures in place.
Otherwise, it won't comply with HIPAA, right? I mean, we still
exactly.
HIPAA hasn't gone away.
HIPAA has not gone away, and the government is really pushing for patients to have that autonomy. They want them to have the autonomy of their records. They want them to have the ownership of their records.
Mm-hmm.
And as that record begins to multiply, we can see why. And I also think the pandemic has really brought that front and center when we think about the countless people that have gone to the hospitals without their records. You know, you mentioned I'm an obstetrician gynecologist. We always say, you don't know when that baby's coming. Get your bag ready. Get it packed. I think in the future we're going to be saying, have your digital records. You don't know when you're going to end up in the hospital, and they need that information to properly take care of you. And so there were a lot of people that had pristine records that never made it to the hospital when they really needed it the most. So I think that blockchain technology is really going to offer some very much value in terms of digital record storage.
Well, absolutely. And anything, folks, anything that needs to be transferred with a chain of control, possession a record, and where access is only allowed by certain people, you know, that's what
yeah.
blockchain does. Blockchain is nothing more than a digital record that is set up on a system that is immutable, meaning it's distributed over a network, meaning somebody can't go in and change it without changing 1,000 different places. They've got it, which nobody would do, and you have the key. It's your information, whatever it is, whether it's your bank account or your or whatever. You have the key, right, Faith?
Absolutely. Yes, that decentralized information that's immutable, that no one can change, it's visible to multiple sort of checking systems, the check and balance system that prevents the sort of breaches and frauds that we have with centralized systems.
And you would be able, somebody would be able to access the record, view the condition, report on, an analyst could report on what they saw, give it back to the system without knowing whose record it was, right? I mean, they could work on it without knowing that it was your or my record.
Absolutely. The privacy, yeah.
And that's how blockchain would work, folks. But again,
absolutely,
it's going to take more bandwidth than most people currently have, especially out at the last mile. Tintail, right back with Dr. Faith Whittier. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.